What's up, Mike Mendoza from Doza Group Real Estate through Fast Real Estate Services Brokerage. Today is the 16th of November. You'll probably see through the car windows that it's snowing out here in Cleveland. So in the winter season now, almost the end of the year, almost Thanksgiving, lots to be grateful for. One of the things that I do is, as much as possible, is to give gratitude for what I have in my life, because it's, the world is so negative. It just helps me get through all the negativity to realize what I have, what I'm grateful for. And obviously, I'm grateful for my family, my wife, my kids, just the ability to do what I love to do, which is real estate, all aspects of real estate. And it's given me some freedom to do a lot of different things under my own terms. So what are you grateful for today? And I'm on my way to Shaker Square. It's a retail shopping center on the border of Cleveland and Shaker Heights. And it's a pretty interesting opportunity for us. We are the exclusive leasing agents. So if you are looking to place your retail business in an up-and-coming area, we are determining the strategy for the plaza and what types of retail should be there to attract the foot traffic, and so that businesses complement each other to help each other grow. So, and that can come in a lot of different forms. Sometimes there could be a theme of all food, and then you have different types of food, ethnic foods, and other styles of foods. Or you could have a mix of consumer goods, clothing, other forms of retail. Like banking, we see they want to be in the retail foot traffic space to either build brand or to get walk-in clients, or just to have that presence on a retail platform. Most banks I'm seeing now, they're just making their banks as a cafe, like workspace, so people just come in, use their space, and then if needed, then they can take advantage of the banking services. A lot of the banking services now are virtual, so you're basically talking into a box to a real person, but may not be on site, and then you can do your banking that way. Obviously, with ATMs and other online forms of banking through your phone, but they're basically making it a gathering place where people can come do some work and experience the brand. So, so there's a lot of different things. We also have office space on the second floor. So that even, helps to create a strategy on what types of businesses you want to attract to these spaces. Now, you might not be able to fully execute and attract all the businesses that you want to be in there, but there should be a general plan so your marketing can target certain businesses and individuals to come in, so that there's a synergy amongst the office tenants and also the retail tenants. So we're going to walk through the spaces. We got to see the physical spaces that we have available to us, because it's an older historical site. There's going to be a lot of things that we need to understand as far as what is the capability of each space, how big is the space, what condition is it in, how accessible is it to certain individuals. I think because these are historical buildings, there's no elevators here. So obviously people that have a disability or trouble walking up and down stairs they're not going to be able to participate or utilize those businesses, unless those businesses have some other accommodation to bring the services to that individual without them physically going up to their office. So that's one limitation, as an example, for this type of venue. So, you know, what do I think? I think that it needs to have a mix of food and consumer goods and clothing. So what that mix exactly should be, you know, whether it's streetwear, formal clothing, plus size, things of that nature, we'll determine today. So I'll come back and update the group on that. Just wanted to share what we're doing today from a commercial leasing standpoint.